Welcome to a special edition of Jamaica's Promise. On today's program, Education Minister highlights plans for 2017. Stay tuned. Improving the quality and performance of Jamaica's education system is a priority of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Portfolio Minister Senator Roel Reed says policies are being finalized to make this a reality.
We intend to support legislative changes to allow for programs and entities to be more inclusive and efficient. We also intend to provide greater support to our school leaders and teachers to improve the performance and general development of students, but also to cater to the varied welfare needs.
Improving the safety of our children remains a priority for the ministry. 2016 saw just over 1,000 school representatives, including deans of discipline, receiving additional training to improve their efficiency. This will continue in the new year.
More school support officers are being identified and trained and will be deployed into the school system after discussions with school leaders.
The pilot school bus service from Papin to Halfitree St. Andrew will continue. This, the minister says, will provide feedback that will help the government with its plans for a national school bus service island-wide.
Talks are far advanced on the matter of a national school bus service. Those discussions will continue this year against the background of available resources.
The minister also emphasized that everyone has a role to play with regards to safety in schools.
We all have a role to play in school safety. Parents must ensure that they know where their children are and who they are with at all times of the day. I encourage all parents to visit their children's school periodically. Parents, I implore you to set wholesome examples for your children.
Another goal of the ministry is that by age 30, youth will have at least an associate's degree. To achieve this goal, the ministry increased funding to acquire textbooks.
Consistent with this administration's conviction that education should center on the emancipation of the mind, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is spending approximately $800 million on textbooks this school year.
And finally, the upgrading of sanitary facilities in schools continues to be a priority for the government.
The remaining 69 schools which continue to utilize pit latrines will have their water closets completed during this year through partnerships with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Food for the Poor, and non-governmental organizations.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Roel Reed. Creating a world-class education system which enables every Jamaican to achieve his or her full potential continues to be the number one priority of the Ministry of Education. This will support the Vision 2030 goal of making Jamaica the place of choice to live, raise families, and do business. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.